Okay, let's begin. Good morning. We're up to... Okay, we're up to the end of Terek Yud Zayin. We're up to the Radak. We learned yesterday about the... Yirmiyahu is giving Musaf to Klal Yisrael that they're not properly observing the mitzvah of Shabbos. Specifically the mitzvah of Hoitzah V'Hachnasa. They were nichshol in these averos. So we're up to, let's see, the Radak, Pasuk, I think it's Pasuk Chav Dalet, so we're up to Pasuk Chav Dalet, to the end of the parak. Asois bom kol melacha. If we look back in the Pasuk just for one moment, v'haya im shmaya tishmu'un e'lainum Hashem. Hashem says, if you listen to me, levilti havi masa b'sharei ho'ir, hazos b'yom ha'shabos, and you'll follow my instructions not to carry burdens in the gates of Yerushalayim on Shabbos, will the Kadesh Hashem HaShabbos, the Vilti Asois Boi Kol Molocha, and not do any other Molocha whatsoever. So the Radak says, Asois Boi Kol Molocha, so it says here, Bo Ksiv, V'Korei Bo. It's a Kriv Ksiv, La'asos Bo, or Bo. Do not do Bo on it, Bok Siv Vikaribo Shlem Nikhainim, they're both correct. That he's introducing to us a very, very important yesoid, that the word Shabbos can be both Lashon Zohar and Lashon Nikeva. Bok Siv Vikaribo Shlem Nikhainim Kiyim Tso Shabbos Lashon Zohar Vlashon Nikeva. Shabbos can be both Lashon Zohar Lashon Nikeva. Lashon Nikeva grew, but most of the time Shabbos is Lashon Nikeva. But Lashon Zohar, where we find, for example, Lashon Zohar, called Shomer Shabbos Mechaleloi. And there it doesn't say Mechalelo, it says Mechalelo. Umasha Omar Ubohu, okay, fine, that's one you say. And why would. What?
Sometimes the other way. Mechaleleho.
That's feminine, right, okay. So there's sometimes. Shabbos is both ways. Now, why would Shabbos be feminine? Because Shabbos is the bazugoi shel Yisrael. Yisrael is like a chosn and a kala. Whenever we want to define Shabbos as Shabbos in a relationship with Klal Yisrael, then we normally refer to it in the feminine form because we are the Zohar and Shabbos is the Nekeva. There's a famous verse that says that every single day of the week has a zug. Sunday and Monday, Tuesday with Wednesday, and Thursday with Friday. But Shabbos is all alone. Shabbos does not have a ben zug. Who is the ben zug? Klal Yisrael is the ben zug of Shabbos. So Klal Yisrael is the chosan, and Shabbos is the kala. So Shabbos is feminine. Klal Yisrael, on the other hand, they're called the kala of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It all depends on relative.
You will never find the word Shabbosim. I know, I said it's Yiddish.
Shabbosim is Yiddish. The correct way today, you hear more and more people saying Shabbosos. Shabbosos. Okay. Umash Amar Bo B'Sharvei Ho'ir Hazoyis Ritzon Eloimar V'Bo Ritzon Eloimar. I'm sorry. Umash Amar. This what it says. V'Bo they will come in the gates of Ho'ir Hazoyis Ritzon Eloimar. V'Bo V'Yatzu they will come and they will leave. They will come and they will exit and entry. K'moy Shamar Shayavi Bo Malchi Yehuda Shayyetsu Bo Umash Shivul Hazir Mal Hashabbos. Why over here is Yirmiyahu coming and he's coming down so hard upon them? Why they're not observant in the midst of Shabbos? V'hoyu kama averos acheros biyadam. V'yaf avodah zarah. There were so many sins they were guilty of committing, especially avodah zarah. L'fi sheshmirah Shabbos ikur gadol be'emunas rakel b'chidush ha'olam uve'emuna be'oisos v'mosim v'kim kol ha'torah. So here he introduces a very important yisoid that Shabbos is the ikur shebeikarim. We mentioned yesterday that the person is shomer Shabbos, even if he is nichshol in many other mitzvot and does many other averos, he is still called part of Klal Yisrael. He's not considered a Yisrael mumer. In many instances, he's kosher le'edus and he's a full-fledged Jew. But if Achmana l'son, a person is nizor in all of the mitzvahs, but only Shabbos he's nichshol, then already has the status of a mumar, and he's not kosher le'edus, and his yayin, if he touches wine, there's a problem. Maybe it's clearly it's going to be called yayin nesach. There are many, many problems. Ikur, in the ikur, the sense of the hymn, the very powerful words of the Radak is, one more time the words, shlefi sheshmir shabbos, ikur gadol b'muna sakel, the chidush olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, uvi emuna, b'oysos v'moivsim v'kim kol ha-Torah. V'chol ha-mashab shabbos b'muna, anyone that observes shabbos with faith in Hashem, yishre, with proper faith, loy b'meheru hu choyte b'sho'or ha-mitzvahs. V'yom Rabbi Tzadon Zichron Levracha, kol ha-mashab b'shabbos k'hel chosah, afilu oivet avodus l'chav k'dor ha-enosh, moich l'lo. If a person is nizer in Shabbos, even if he does many averos, like the door avodah zara, like the door ha-mabul, like the door ha-Hashem, the door enosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him. Shnemar, Ashrei Enosh Ya'aseh Zos, Uven Adam Yachazek Bo. Fortunate is the man that does this, referring to Shabbos. Uven Adam and the man Yachazek Bo, which holds on to Shabbos. What is it? Shem Shabbos Mechalo. Al Tikri Mechalo Elo Mochal Loi. Someone who guards Shabbos, all of his sins are forgiven. And being that it mentions over here Enosh refers to the door Enosh, it means even the Mor is making a drush, even if his sins are as bad as the sins that took place in their Enosh, he will be forgiven. Another reason why it is so important is because it was the first mitzvah. Look how important it is, because the Gemara says because the Pasuk here is telling us, the reason Yirmi is telling us here, the reason why the Chumash is going to happen is because of the lack of Shmir Shabbos. Or we Pasuk, Vehitzati Eish Bishorecha, V'ochla Armanos Yerushalayim, from this Pasuk, that it says that Hashem will set a fire in the gates of Yerushalayim and it will consume its palaces. Lamdu Rabbi Sedin Zichron Levracha, Remez V'yamru, Ein, so this is what we concluded with yesterday, Ein hadleiko mitzuya ella bebayis sheyesh by chilul Shabbos. A fire is only found in a home in which there is chilul Shabbos. The Amru umay v'loy sichbe. How do we know this? How do we know this halach is true? Because the pasuk concludes the fire will not be put out. The last two words of Perek Yud Zayin are v'loy sichbe. Why not? Call the fire department. They will come and put out the fire. The answer is, on Shabbos, the fire department doesn't come. Because Shabbos, you're not allowed to put out a fire. Now, of course, obviously, we're dealing with a situation where it's not Bikuach Nefesh. Where it's Bikuach Nefesh, it's a danger, the fire will spread. It's not a Pashar Adma Oli, you're allowed to call the fire department. But in time of Chazal, when there was a fire, in many instances, they did not put out the fire. And people who had valuables, their whole home would go up in smoke. Because they were not allowed to put up the fire. People are not available to extinguish the fire. The reason why they are not available is because they are not allowed to. This parsha that we have just concluded is very clear. You don't need much elaboration. The psukim are very, very straightforward. And now the Radak is leading into the next parsha, Perek Yud Ches, the Inyan Parshas HaYotzer, the parsha of the potter, which is the beginning of Perek Yud Ches. Gam Kein Nivu Eres is also very clear, the Psukim are very clear, you do not need much elaboration. The Inyanam, what is the Inyanam, what is the message of these two parshios, the parsha of Shabbos and the parsha of the Yotzer, the potter, coming up? Ki ha-hashkocha b'bnei Adam, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware, he is well aware of man's actions, v'ha-yicholes b'yadokel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to do whatever he so pleases, v'kol shekein Yisrael, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of mankind, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of Yisrael, sh'hashkochos v'tamin alayhem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's providence is upon Klal Yisrael, Lefichoch Omar Kain Atem Yodi Beis Israel, and that's why it says coming up in Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk will conclude, and when he talks about the Yotzer, Kain Atem Yodi Beis Israel, so you are in my hands. If this concept is true, because Baruch Hu, he's able to go and see what the entire humanity, what entire mankind is doing, certainly he's very much aware of what Klal Yisrael is doing, because we are the Am HaNifchar. Alright, so that's the basic yisoid of the parasha of Shabbos. Just a few short things I came across. Number one is, why is it that anything due to Chil Shabbos, there is fire? So this is something which is consistent throughout all of the Torah. Anything that is holy, that becomes profaned, is always burnt. For example, truma. If truma becomes tameh, what do you do with it? You burn it. That's the halacha. Truma tameh, it's all over Mishnah, it's all over Shas. Truma tameh has to be burnt. What happens if a korban, something that is holy, kodesh, becomes disqualified? It's pigul, because noiser, it's tameh, it has to be burnt. What happens if a bas koyein is a holy person, his daughter goes astray, and she is mezane, and she disgraces her father, her family? What happens to a bas koyein shezinsa, bo eshti saref? She's the unique. She's, I think, was the only one that srefa. That's the only one. The only one that gets a mitzvah of sreif, they pour down her throat. Molten lead is a bas koyein. So three examples. Truma, Kodshim, and the Bas Koyin. It could be there are more examples, I don't remember. But there are at least three examples. So the Mefarshim comment, it's the same thing with regard to Shabbos. Shabbos is Kodesh. Therefore, anything that is gained, anything that is produced through Chil Shabbos, is a desecration of what is holy. If it's Chil Shabbos, means people are making money, they're earning, they're accomplishing, they're doing creative labor on Shabbos. Shabbos is Kodesh. So the same fate has to come to that illegal gain that has come about through a desecration of Shabbos Kodesh, like all other matters of Kodesh. Shulu, which is Kodesh, Bas Koyin, that is Kodesh, and Kodshim, Karbonis, that are Kodesh. Shabbos, you want to make Parnassah, you want to earn money, you want to do things on Shabbos, then whatever you will have accomplished will also be destroyed through the Koyach of Esh. That's why it says here, it will be burned on Shabbos, no one will be able to put out the fire. There is Esh. Okay. Now there is one other point that I want to make, and that is there's a bit of verbosity in the pasuk, and some of the comment, I think it's the smag. The Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos says that he explains that this psukim refers to the fact that in the time of Yirmiyahu, people were not being careful in the laws of a Reuven. In other words, we learned yesterday that in Yerushalayim itself, there really is no issue. Yerushalayim, it's a closed city. There's a wall around the entire city. You're allowed to carry. But even though you're allowed to carry, you still need to make an Eruv Chatzeros, Shutufei Mevos. Everyone must come together in one big Eruv. Now, who's Mesakin to make Eruv Chatzeros and Shutufei Mevos? Shlomo HaMelech, he was the one that invented this concept. So that is what it's meduik over here in this pasuk. We just go back to pasuk Chaf Aleph. Back of Chaf Aleph it says, Koyamar Hashem. So says Hashem. Yishamru b'nafsho seichem. Guard your souls, your life. V'altisu masa b'yom haShabbos v'havetzem b'sharei Yerushalayim. Don't do a melacha de'oraisa. Do not carry a burden on Shabbos and bring it from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid. Outside Yerushalayim was a Rishus HaRabim. There was a highway, a public highway, a thoroughfare. And inside Yerushalayim is a Rishus HaYachid because there's a wall surrounding the entire city. Don't be Mechalel Shabbos on a biblical level. Furthermore, don't do Hoitzah. Then fine, that's the melacha deraisa. And then when it says in pasuk of Beis, v'lo sotziu masa mibateichem b'yom haShabbos, what are you talking about? To take a masa burden out of your home, your private residence, into the street of Yerushalayim is not osur min haTorah, because the walls of Yerushalayim is a walled city. But it's still also midrabanon until you make an eruve chatzeros. Everyone has to come together within the box of matzah. Box of matzah with the bracha once a year, Erev Pesach. Who is misaking this halacha? Shlomo HaMelech. So the smak says, you see over here, that Yirmiyah was giving them musar. Not only are they being mezalzel in the iser de'orais of Hitzav Yachnasa, he's coming to criticize them that you're not being nizer in the takana derabanan of Shlomo HaMelech. You have to remember that during this time period of Yirmiyah HaMelech, there were very few takanas derabanan. Dafyomi wasn't invented yet. All the takonis of the Rabbanan that you have in the Mishnayis came much later. They came, a lot of the things, Nusach HaTfilah, all the brachos, they came the very the tail end of the Bayis Sheni. I mean, there were very few takonis and gezeiros. You have mamash, a handful. But one of the handful number of takonis and mitzvahs was Erevin. You know, that's why, you know, we don't understand why it's such a sensitive thing, the topic of an Erev. Erev goes back to the very beginning. It goes back to Kedusha Shabbos, to Chumrei Beis HaMikdash, and it goes back that it's a takana that was established during the time of Shlomo HaMelech. From the very first takanas. And here it's almost, this is how the Smag learns, because how wealthy Lump Shan the Pasek. Why is there so much verbosity? Don't take out of the gates of Yerushalayim. Don't bring in from outside Yerushalayim into Yerushalayim. Okay, that's an inyan of a deraisa. And we learned the mitzudos imports. And when you're in a big city, you always need to bring things into the city, to provide the needs of the city. And then we mentioned Lo Sutzim Masami Botechem Yemashavos. What is that doing here? That is the gezeira of Shlomo HaMelech that was made approximately 400 years before this prophecy was being expressed, and people were nichshol in this takana. Okay, so that pretty much concludes the sugya of Shabbos. Let me just see if I left anything out. Okay, Lecharva, one of the reasons the Radak really to Lecharva Yerushalayim, the Gemara Masechta Taimus enumerates many reasons why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, in addition to Avodah Zarah Gilarai Shvich Astanim, and one of them is, from these psukim here, is a zilzal in the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's why this year, PST, was a very special Tisha B'Av, because it's a Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av is Chal Yos B'Shabbos, the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, it's too late now, but not ever, it's never too late, but the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av was a special Zman to be extra Nizer in Kedusha Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos, because it was Tisha B'Av, it was the ninth day of Av, and it was Shabbos. And Chazal say the reason why the Churban occurred was because of Zilzal and Shabbos. So what better way to reflect and to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash than to be Nizer in the Kedusha of Shabbos?
That's Shemitah.
That's a different Shabbos. Right.
It's the concept of Shabbos.
Shabbos, you relinquish. You surrender before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in many different dimensions, whether it's on a weekly basis or on a 7-year cycle basis. But there are many psukim that v'shav saretz because they did not observe Shemitah for many years. Okay, now we begin an entirely new topic, a very interesting topic called, we say that one of the very popular piyutim that we recite on the night of Yom HaKippurim. Kihine kechoymer biyad hayoytzer. Beritzoso, I don't remember the words. Yom Kippur. Night of Yom Kippur. Kihine kechoymer biyad hayoytzer. With his hands, he expands, he contracts. Kein anach b'yotcha. Right. There are many stanzas. There are many, many stanzas. But the first stanza... It's called after the first stanza, the Yoitzer, we are matter beyond HaYoitzer. Now, obviously, without question, it comes from this pasuk. But this is the thing that most people don't understand, they don't know, is, but the puzzle, if you ask the average person, what does it mean? It means that you got, I remember the only time I learned this, when I went to the edges. My parents were very good to me, they put me on Sunday in the edge of the Lower East Side, 1 or 2 years, Sunday activity, we used to go.
We had, in my day, it was yeshiva till 5 o'clock.
On Sunday?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
And changed it.
4:20.
They changed it to about 2:30.
I got out at 12 o'clock.
When I went, and not when you went. You were an RJJ.
MTJ.
You would
have
entered there.
Was what?
Sunday was
6. Wow. Ooh, Rabbi Henkin's yard sign. Okay. Rabbi Henkin was the Gadol Hadar. Before Rav Moshe, Rav Henkin was Mamish, the Pesek Hadar. He was the Pesek Hadar. And you know and you know what he used to do most of the day? He used to raise money, Ezra's Torah. He used to raise money for Aniye Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. That's right. My father used to go to some shilas to go to him. He said, Rav Henkin, you mentioned in the kinnis that you know, talking about terrorism in this past year, it's very disturbing.
His letters, his psukim were done by his enemy.
By his grandson. So his which grandson? He has many grandchildren. But one of them was killed this past year. Etam with an M. I never heard that name before. Etam. No, not with a nun, not Etam.
I have a cousin.
Where does that come from? Etam.
The
Mem.
This one, not this
Etam. This was a different one. This one. His wife Nav had in the pictures of all the pictures. Etam and his wife Naama. They were young people, their 30s. Hashem Yimkam Dama. But let's go back now. When people don't know about the Yoitza, the Chaim Biyad Yoitza, you would think, I mean, I was saying the edges, they had their ovens. You make pottery. You go and you take the kiln and you make the pottery.
A kiln.
And they spin it, they have special machines and memory.
A wheel,
and then you take the chomer
and you form it.
And it goes on this wheel and it spins and you throw your hands all nice and muddy. And then they put it in the oven and they take it out. What in the world is this ugly thing that you've made? Okay, the chomer v'yan hayoytze. Now, most people think it's the very first time. You take raw matter, chomer, and you form it and you put it in the oven. So we too, we're chomer. Hashem took earth. Hashem, the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He took off our, Pasuk says, off our min hu adama, earth from the ground, and Hashem took mayim, and Hashem needed this chomer into the form of a human being. Vayibach biyapov nishmas chaim. But that's not what it says here in this Pasuk. In this Pasuk it says that there already was a kli, there already was a form, and the yoitzer decided, you know what? I don't like what it looks like. I'm going to destroy it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to break the mold. I'm going to break it, and I'm going to redo it. It was still moist. It wasn't yet hard. Once it becomes hard, there's nothing you can possibly do. But while the yoitzer, the form of this utensil, which is ready to go into the kiln, it's ready to go. But suddenly the yoitzer makes a decision. I don't like what it looks like. It's too wide. It's too narrow. It's too tall. It's too short. And he takes the chomer and he just demolishes. He squashes it and starts all over again. So in other words, this example that we're giving over here, it's the second edition. It was not the original plan. And that is the mashal for man. Man is always in a state of improvement. You start out doing things one way, and then you have to realize, you know, we can do things better. Let's start all over again. Let's see the psukim inside. That's the main theme. Hadavar asher hoya el yirmiyo, the following matter, the following words were came from hoya was to el yirmiyo mi'es Hashem leimar. Kum, yirmiyo, I want you to get up. V'yoradeto beis hayoytza, I want you to go down to the potter. He brings that here in the arts with something very interesting from the Malbim. From who would you say it's from? From the Das Seifrim. He says that the first musa, the first message is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present even in the Beis Yoitza. It seems that in society, this is the least likely place you would expect to find someone choshev. A distinguished person is in the library, is in the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis Medrash, is in the street. The Beis Yoitzer in the potter's house is a filthy, dumpy place to go into the potter's house. It's like you think today you go to the sweatshops. If you want to go find the President of the United States, You're not going to find him in the sweatshops. Exactly. You'll find him on the golf course. You'll find him in the White House. You'll find him vacationing in Hawaii. You're not going to find him in some basement, filthy, dirty basement with water bugs and mice. It's not where you're going to find him. So the base yoitza was considered in society the sweatshops, the lowest of the low. It's not what you'd expect to hear the words of prophecy from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem said, hear me, I want you to go there, and from there, I want you to give forth prophecy. You'll shake up Klal Yisrael. You'll say, from there, is where you hear prophecy? Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be found even in the subway. Even on the Q train, the Ribbono Shel Olam can be found. Yeah.
Maybe another idea is, but with these people, he has the easiest job of convincing them they're doing wrong. In other words, he has a message. So he said, the idea is among the simplest people, it's easier to sell it.
Maybe.
Rather than the high class.
Grassroots. From there, a new movement will form from the simple people, and maybe, possibly. It's a very interesting idea. I want you to go to the Beis HaYotze, the lowest place in society, and there I'm going to tell you some powerful words of Musar, and it's going to shake up people. The Ribbono Shel Olam can be found even there. V'shamon v'ir ash mi'acha es divrim, v'ir, I'm going to give over my words to you. Now, what are the words I'm going to... So the Yirmi, it says, v'eret... I followed the instructions. Beis Hayotzer, v'hinehu oisem locha al ho'ov noyim. And there in the Beis Hayotzer, I saw the potter was working on the stones. Now this means they would sit, I guess, along the wheel. There was a certain tool which was made from a stone, and he would wrap his feet around the stone, one leg on one side, one leg on the other side, and he would work with the raw material. The Yotzer would form the raw material into a utensil. And then
potter's wheel,
and he sits in a certain way. He sits with his feet, like straddles. His feet straddles this stone.
Pedal.
They pedal. They have to spin it. So that's what he did. And I come down there. Now here is the main thing. This is the chiddush. This was the novelty. He goes to the Beis Yotzer. He watches the potter, and when the potter takes the mold. He takes the clay and he's forming it, so you'd expect he forms it, everything is nice and fine, and even puts it into the oven. Something shocking happened. The nishchasakli ashahu oise b'choymer b'yad hayoitzer. I came there to watch the spectator, and he was making it, and suddenly the nishchas. It wasn't good. The mold. The choymer that it was ready to go into the oven, it just wasn't right. It wasn't perfect. It was corrupt. So what happened? So what did the yotzer do? Vishav. So the yotzer, he took the raw material.
But it's not clear that the
yotzer
destroyed the clay. That destroyed.
Vinishka, right? It got destroyed. Right? It got It was destroyed. Things did not go according to plan. That is the main message of this event that Hashem is showing to Yirmiyah. Look at that. It did not go according to plan, but no, it's okay. So there's a plan B. Or we can do it all over again. The Yoitzer, when he took the raw material, he didn't give up. He didn't just say, it didn't work, so throw it in the garbage. Forget about it. We'll call it a day. No, he took the raw material and he refashioned the tzur of the kli v'shav v'yaseu kli acher kasha yoshar b'enei hayoitzer la'asos, like the yoitzer wanted to do. And then let's read the next pasuk. Hey, once a year, Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought about. You see, incredible hashgacha pratis. Hashem sent Yirmiyah to the Yotzer at this moment in time when Hashem knew that the Yotzer would fail. The Yotzer would have a mishap with the Chomer, would not be formed in the proper tzura. And now Hashem's prophecy came to Yirmiyah. Vayhi dvar Hashem ilai lemar, hachayotzer hazeh, lo yuchal hachayotzer hazeh, Do you think that I am no? I am worse than this Yotzer? Just like the Yotzer, when something went wrong, he was able to reconstitute the mistake. Don't you think Hashem says, oh, I can also fix your, all of your problems? Just because things are not going your way, you're now in a very dangerous situation where the enemy is about to destroy you and everyone is starving and suffering. Don't you think I can fix the situation? I can go and I can change everything. Hine chachoymer, we say kichoymer. Here it's chachoymer. Biyad hayoytzer, kein atem biyodi beis Yisrael. So too you are in my hands. Things may not be going your way. Don't worry. I'm also a yoytzer. And I also can fix all of your problems. So after reading these few psukim, now I think most of us realize that we've been fooled into thinking that we understand the translation of the piyut that we say at the night of Yom Kippur. We think, it's so nice. It's so nice. Just like a yoytzer, he takes raw material, he takes clay, he takes water and some earth, and he makes a nice little tzura, and he puts it in the oven. So too with we're the choymer biyad hayoytzer. It's not what it means. If at least if you look from the context of the pasuk, it means just like the chayim biyad hayoytzer, everything is going according to plan. And then suddenly the nishchas, suddenly there's a mishap, and the tzura is not correct. The chayyoytzer can correct it. He can take this raw material and refashion it and make it into a new utensil. So too Hashem can solve all of our problems. Even though we, Hashem, created us perfectly, and we sinned, we have committed averos. It's Yom Kippur after all. And Yom Kippur is the day when we focus on our shortcomings, our sins. So we've gone off track. Don't despair. Don't worry. Do tshuva. V'nishchas hakli. The goal of Yom Kippur is to acknowledge v'nishchas hakli. The kli, which is us, has gone off. Not a problem. The yoytzer can take the kli and can fix it. Can solve our problems and put us back on track. That's the message. That's the true, deeper meaning of the piyut of Yom Kippurim. And if you don't look at the psukim, you don't look at where it comes from, you totally miss the point. You miss the boat. 100%. Okay, let's see if you want to live in the Mitzvah Stavit. Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk base. Very rare for the Mitzvah to give a pasuk. Pasuk base. Binei base hayoytzer. Lebase umun cheres.
Nothing to say there.
Why not? I'm sure if you really want to find something to say, you can find something to say. There's a lot of Torah on the pasuk. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar. What does it mean? What does it mean lemar? Saying what you should say over. He's always tired what to say.
How many times
say Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar in the Torah? Okay, I'm sure there's the statistics. How many times?
I would ask
a call of
Moshe right now.
Text them. Beis hayoytzer, lebeis uman cheres. The potter. Oysemalachta b'chayme asher b'yodei alav noyim. He's doing his work with the chayme, the raw material, alav noyim, on the stone, on the potter's stone. What is the potter's stone? The kli hamayuchel lekach is the utensil designated for this purpose. The nishcha sakli.
Yeah, it's used by the midwives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very good. So indeed, there's a medrash.
Right. Form.
The shape. Right. Indeed, there is a medrash. The medrash says that he gave them a simen. He gave I don't remember the medrash. He gave them a simen that if their feet are cold. The Rashi doesn't quote that simon. The Medrash says that if the feet are cold when they're sitting on the Lav Noyim, that's an indication they're going to give birth to a Zohar. And if their feet are warm, that means they're going to give birth to an Ikeva. Is there such a scientific fact like that today? I doubt it. Right?
Well, you can take off their socks.
And then there's another simon, the Gemara, if they're face up or face down, which today is not true at all.
Right.
Today it's not. Also not true. All right, but there were such things. But they do today. They do today have other tests, right? There are today other tests. Someone told me they did the online. There's a test online. You just go online. Am I having a boy or a girl?
Yes. A bunch of questions.
And it's like 95% accuracy if you're having a boy or a girl. I know someone who did this. It's unbelievable.
The question is, did you do amniocentesis? What did it show?
Now they ask you all these questions. How are you feeling? This, that. They ask you a whole series of questions. You just answer the questions. And based upon your answers, Google tells you, not the way the program tells you, it's very likely you're having either a boy or a girl. So there are obviously... There are some...
On,
you can plan the bris.
They had a show on the science shows at night. Well, 9 months that made you, and 2 hours of at what point
exactly that they're fetus. Wow. So this forms in a week, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks,
your teeth, your limbs, whatever,
all these things. And a gender, when is that signed it?
That's
Chazal say. So how does science relate to that Chazal? You can tell, but when is it already determined according to this modern science?
Right, in other words, when is it? I think you said 7 weeks.
Seven weeks.
I think that's what it said.
That's a little bit longer. It's a little bit longer than Chazal. Chazal said 40 days. That's 49 days. Interesting. Okay, v'nishchas hakli. So what does it mean, Pasuk Dal, v'nishchas hakli, niskalkel hakli asher hayo oisei b'chomer, kishahoye b'yana yotze kishahos hakli. Something went wrong. Something went wrong, not according to plan. Vishav, it's no big deal. Just go back and fix it. V'chazar ha-yoytzer v'yosa me-ha-choymer ha-hu kli acher. Mishun min harishoyim. So, no big deal. Plan B. Take the raw material, start again, and make a new shape. Kifi asher yosha be'enav. Hashem says, Yirmiyah, did you see what happened? You see, this is the Musar Haskel for Klal Yisrael, for mankind. Hashem makes us in a certain way. We go astray. We get into trouble. V'nish chasakli. If you come back to me, I'll fix you. No problem. Well, we're the raw material.
No, here, in other words, where it says it doesn't work, are you taking the old material?
Yes, the old. Yes. No, no, no. The old. That's exactly the point. The old material. The old, because something went wrong. V'nish chasakli. There was something happened. Doesn't tell us what happened. Something happened. Maybe it fell down on the floor. Maybe no. The ingredients were good. The tzura, the form of the kli, did not turn out according to plan. So it's no problem. So the yoitzer can fix it. So here Hashem says to him, "You think I'm any different? I am the ultimate yoitzer." Hashem is the ultimate potter. Don't you think I'm at least as good as this potter in the basement of someone's house that can fix you? I can make a new receptacle after the original kli was corrupt. Hashem says, "Am kinege kachoymer biyad hayoytzer kinatem biyad beis shol." BMS kemosh achoymer hu biyad hayoytzer laasoyz bo mashi yirtze kinatem biyad. I am no different. Let us see Rashi. Rashi pasuk dalit. Pasuk gimel. Al havnoyim al sadna. Sadna is normally sadna de arachadu. Sadna means the earth. The
French.
Bedrock.
No.
How do you? What does it translate there in French?
As a wheel.
A wheel?
Yeah, the
sadna wheel. A wheel. That's what it translates. That's this word. Purmish the wheel.
No, that's form.
Form.
She forms it. Forms
the thing. The wheel. The potter's wheel that forms the clay.
Sadna is an. It's okay. It's some type of fine. It's some type of. Utensil. It's a utensil which is being used.
It's on the wheel.
That's how it translates the word sadna. Sadna is not, it means wheel, I never heard that. Okay. So normally sadna means like Gemara says, sadna da'ara, the band. The band of the earth, chad, who is one. if you have land all over the world, I have a piece of land in America, a piece of land in China, a piece of land in Argentina, and you make a keen chazaka on one piece of land, it works for all the different pieces of property.
He is talking about clay here, which is similar to earth.
Yeah, but here he's putting it al ho'avnoyim.
Right.
The avnoyim is the tool that is being used, the potter's wheel. And he's calling it a sadhana. And what is this? The precise translation of the word sadhana? I don't know. It means obviously this type of tool that's been used to help the potter shape the choymer. Okay, next. Asher ho'isek b'choymer. Asher ho'isek min ha'choymer. So the pasuk Rashi explains that he was using this raw material, he was making something. And suddenly, nishchas biyad hayoitzer be'oidoy lach. While it was still moist, it became corrupt. The form of the utensil was no longer perfect. Umikra mesurisu. You have to, in order to translate the pasuk, you have to change the words. Change the words. You go back to pasuk dalet. It says v'nishchas hakli asher oiseh b'choymer biyad hayoitzer. So really, you should say asher hu oiseh b'choymer.
Okay, he calls it a
sadan,
the
anvil,
a block or a mold in this context.
A block or a mold.
The next word,
the mold.
The avnoyim is the mold. It's a piece of stone which has been used as a mold to form the utensil. That's very different than the potter's wheel. The potter's wheel is not the mold. That's an object which you...
But he calls it a block, first of all. The potter sits with one leg on each side of the block.
And he forms it.
Gemara.
The block, okay, the block.
That's before they had a turning wheel. They had a block. And he turned the block.
Block it here, he says, a wheel turned by hand.
A wheel turned by hand. Okay, so the potter's wheel. We are familiar with the term the potter's wheel. Okay, Pasuk Dalet, Rashi is pointing out that if you would change the order of the words, it would be a little bit easier to understand. The nishchas would fit better in the middle of the pasuk. If you would say Asher oisa b'chomer biyad hayoitzer, he was working with the chomer biyad hayoitzer. The nishchas, and suddenly it became ruined. So just want to point out is that if you put the word b'chaymer in the middle of the pasuk, then the pasuk reads easier. It's a mikra mesurisu. It's a pasuk which has to be read with the words in a different order. Let's see the radak. Radak pasuk beis, pasuk starting with pasuk gimel. He already, because the radak already explained in the previous pasuk that this is very simple. This pasukim, v'hineu. Pasuk Gimel says Vihine. You know, again, it's focusing on the Kri V'chsifs. Vihine Hu. We have over here one word, Vav He Nun He Vav. And he's saying that should be read as two words, Vihine Hu. Chosav Mila Achas Vikore Vihine Hu Shte Milois Vihinech, and it's the same thing. Now, the word Vihine, I just want to point out, also it adds a lot. It's a very powerful word. The word vihine always is used as reference to a surprise. And it's hard to understand in this pasuk where exactly is the surprise. What? Yeah. So it's not a surprise, because the Yirmiyah comes down to the Erevi El Beis HaYotze Vihine.
What
do you expect to see? So what is the vihine? So you have to suggest that vihine is going on the nishchas. That's the surprise. The word vihine really alludes to what it says in the next pasuk. The word vihine, vihine is always a super example. Rachel, Zerach, when Rachel gave birth to twins, vihine soimim revitna, unexpected. Who would expect twins? Twins was not a common thing to have. Vihine, every time Yaakov, vihine.
The genes.
There are many examples in Tanakh. I don't have them on my tongue, my memory, but there are many examples where it's Tanakh. It's very clear the word vihine connotes surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Unexpected. So if you take that rule into Tanakh, into Yirmiyah, what then is the surprise? It says vihine. Hashem told me go to the Yotzer. On a hot day.
Because they weren't there. He was sitting and looking. and there was no one there, he would see. They just appeared out of nowhere.
And especially on such a hot day, Vihine, a surprise.
Right.
So, here, so what's the surprise? As Rav Nechemiah said, what do you expect to see? If you go to a potter, what are you expecting to see? Of course he's going to be sitting there on the potter's wheel and patchking with the chomer. What do you expect to see? So there's a surprise. What's the surprise? I'm suggesting the surprise is, the word Vihine leads into the next pasuk, Vinishchasakli. That's the surprise. It's not likely, it's very unexpected that after he did such a perfect job, he puts it down, all of a sudden the clay should collapse, the tzu should collapse, and now he has to go and start all over again. That was the surprise. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yirmiyah to see. I'm reading from what is mean though avonim means the stones kli hayotzer shoyse lov hakelim
l'choim. Also
a surprise. Yeah. Suddenly Eliezer
just appeared.
I heard online that whatever it says
Hinei. It's a surprise.
Yeah, but the first time it says Hinei Shoshon Hashem, that's where Mephoshim talk about it.
Echalo.
Hoavnoim is the potter's wheel, kli hayoitzer shoyse lov hakelim b'chomer asher b'yadav, upon which he fashions, he forms the raw matter. The yoinasam tirgame sidona, okay, the block, with sefer hasharoshim herachti in the radak sefer hasharoshim, I elaborated the perusha oid, explaining what exactly this word means. Yoshar, so Hashem, so he did, the potter, he went, listen, it broke, so you know what, I'll make it into a new shape. He did whatever was Yoshar be'enav poyel oiver. Kihu, this means it's an active verb. Kihu chetzoy komets v'chetzoy patach. It's Yoshar. It doesn't say Yoshar. Does not say. It says Yoshar and not Yoshar. So that, I don't know, I'm not exactly clear in what the deep meaning is, but it's a complex form of the word. All right. Now, before we go further, I want to point out that there is over here another, this idea is also very beautiful. This idea relates also to the concept of Yibum. What exactly is Yibum? Yibum is the concept to rebuild. It's where same idea, is where the plan did not go. Things did not go according to plan. A man gets married, he's planning on building a bayis be Yisrael, and guess what? He died. He died, so it did not go according to plan. So just because it didn't go according doesn't mean that the bayis is charav. The brother steps in, and he rebuilds. He takes the chomer, which means this man's wife, which is his extension, and from this man's wife, he rebuilds his plan B. Mashiach, to some degree, comes to the concept of Yibum. Rus Hamoviyah was it wasn't a halachic Yibum, but it was a symbolic Yibum. Machloin the Chilyoin died, and then all of their assets fell to the closest relative, and the closest relative also had an obligation to rebuild the home of Ma'a. Erva also died.
What do you mean by Rus?
Rus also, right, that also, both levels. First you have Erva Onan, which came from Peretz and Zerach. Peretz and Zerach, Erva Onan died. Yehuda had three children, Erva Onan and Shalom. And he did not want to give Tamar to Shalom. So he ended up, and he himself went and married. He himself went and fathered Zerach Uperatz with Tamar. And as the Ramban explains, that before Matan Torah, any relative can do Yibum. After Matan Torah, the only one that can do Yibum is a brother. Before Matan Torah, a father can do Yibum. Sounds bizarre. Father's going to go marry his daughter-in-law. Yeah, before Matan Torah, just like a brother, it's Karis for a brother to marry a sister-in-law is Karis. So there's the same Karis for father to marry his daughter-in-law. Before Matan Torah, any relative could do the mitzvah of Yibam. So he did not want to allow Shelah to do the Yibam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it about that Yehud himself did the mitzvah of Yibam. What is Yibam? Yibam is exactly this concept over here. It's when there is Choymer Biyar HaYoitzer V'nishchas HaKli. A human being is the ultimate Kli. V'nishchas HaKli. just because it's nishchas. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kol. You have to go and rebuild. V'shov, as it says here, this is a very powerful word. V'shov. So it was nishchas. No big deal. Vayaseu kli acher. You make it into another utensil. Mashiach comes about through the concept of nishchas hakli v'shov. At least twice. At least through Yehuda and Tamar, and the second time around through Boaz and Rus. Boaz was also part of the process of rebuilding a bayis that was Nechrav b'Yisrael. So this is a very powerful concept. We have it here in Yirmiyah, Yibo Mashiach, and we have it on Rosh Hashanah, Hinei Kichoyme B'Yad HaYoitzer, where we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though that the year has passed and we have failed, V'nishchas HaKli, V'shav, we're here to do tshuva on this day Yom Kippurim, and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will rebuild us and allow us to go forward. V'shav is also the word for tshuva. It fits very well to Yom Kippurim. Okay, now we go to the next topic. Next topic is Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin. What? Louder? Okay, Pasuk Zayin. Rega Adaber Al Goyv Yal Mamlocha. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving some Musar. It can come down in one moment, Rega, in one moment. Adaber, I speak, I issue either a bracha. Here's a klala. This really refers to Ninveh. I predict, Adaber, I speak, Al Goy concerning a nation, Yal Mamlocha Kingdom, Lin Soish, Vilin Soitz, Ulehavid. It is my plan to destroy, demolish, or annihilate an entire nation. But what happens? V'shav ha'goy ha'hu, meira osay. If that nation does true from their evil deeds, asher dibarti lo, which I have spoken evil concerning that nation. So you know what? V'nichamti al horo asher chashavti la'asoy slo, then I, Hashem, will have a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of plan in regard to the punishment that I plan to bring upon this nation. These words Psukim said in reference to Ninveh, another theme for Yom Kippur, the Haftar of Yonah. Haftar of Yonah, Hashem said that He's going to destroy Ninveh for their terrible sins. He sent Yonah to tell them to do tshuva, and the king of Ninveh right away, he took off his shoes and he put on sackcloth and he did tshuva, and the people listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rachmanas them, and he changed the decree. On the other hand, the pasuk goes on to say that this, what we're going to read now, is very challenging to the Mefarshim. It says, V'rega adaber al goy v'al mamlocha livnois v'lin toya. There are times when I issue a bracha to a nation, and the bracha is that it should be built, it should be planted, and then the nation becomes evil. The asa hara be'enai, and the nation does evil things in my eyes. The vilti shemaya be'koli natnis to my voice, and as well v'nichamti al hatayva she'amarti lehitiv oiso, and I change my mind, and I do not allow the bracha that I plan to bring this nation to come upon them. So therefore, the message over here is the next few psuk in the Atah now. Emona el ish Yehuda v'al Yoshev Yerushalayim leimar, ko yamar Hashem, hear your suffering, the Churban is about to happen. It's possible for me to change the decree. Ko yamar Hashem, v'nei anochi yotzer aleichem ro'ah, I have created, and going back to the theme of the Yotzer, the Churban b'yad Yotzer, I was yotzer aleichem ro'ah, I've had bad plans for you, my people. But if shuvu no ish mi darkoy hara, if only you'll do true from your evil ways, vehitivu darchichem ma alalechem, and if you'll only, and I've told you to do tshuva from your evil ways and to improve your ways and your deeds, the amru, and how have you responded? Noyosh. We had this before in the beginning of the Sefer. You have responded, it's too late. There's no hope. We've given up hope. Ki achrei mach shevayseinu neilech. We're going to follow our thoughts. The ish shirirus libo hara naaseh. And we're going to go follow our evil ways, our stubborn ways. The shirus libo means our stubbornness of our heart that is evil naaseh. That's what we're going to do. I have the ability to change to change any dire situation, or I have the ability also to change a good situation or a bad situation. So all you have to do, my people, is do tshuva, and everything will be forgiven, everything will be okay. Okay, now let's, now before we go into the mafarsh, I want to point out that what's very challenging about this, these psukim, is the principle that Chazal tell us that a nevuah for good cannot be changed. We have a general rule that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu issues a curse, a punishment, a gzeiro l'ra'ah through tshuva and ma'asim tovim, it can be annulled and reversed. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu issues a bracha to a person, to a world, if a Navi says something good is going to happen, there is no way that good thing can be taken away. Once a bracha has been given, it cannot be reversed. The problem here is we have a Farish Apostle that explicitly says that something which is good can be reversed. So how do we deal with this issue? So all of the commentators get into this question. The Radak says, we'll see in a moment, he says that this principle is only that it cannot be totally reversed, but it can be partially reversed, or the duration or the degree of bracha can be reversed. That's all it means over here. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's going to be bracha, the city is going to be built, and there's going to be prosperity and blessing in the city, and then the entire city becomes corrupt, so it can't be reversed. Okay, so I'll fulfill it. Leave one little house, one little individual will be the recipient. My original plan was for the entire city to have bracha, but because you will become corrupt, the bracha will be limited to a particular day, to a particular person. That's what it means. Here, when it says going to be reversed, it means for everyone and for the duration, but it cannot be reversed entirely. That's one answer. The Barbanel, he has another answer. He quotes over here in the article from the Abarbanel. That rule only applies to a Navi who's trying to prove his authenticity. If a Navi comes along and says, "I am a Navi, and the way I'm going to prove to you that I am a Navi is by predicting something, either something good or something bad," so there is where you apply the rule that it cannot be reversed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a Navi, prove your authenticity by telling them that something good is going to happen, that can never be reversed. Because if it would be reversed, that would show that he's not an authentic Navi. But when it comes to the general bracha, once a Navi has already been established as being a Navi Emes, and he gives over a prophecy of bracha, and then the people do averos, that type of bracha indeed can be reversed. Okay, but again, we have to really go through this in more detail, but it's a very important yisod. The gzera for good, a bracha for good, cannot be reversed. That has to be dealt with in these psukim where it says explicitly that even the bracha for good can be reversed. Let's see the Mitzudo Savit Pasik Zayin. Pasik Zayin says, Rega Adader. And in one moment I can decree there should be destruction, but v'shav kasher shav hagoy hahu meharo asher ba'avura gozarti olav ha'avdoin. But if that nation that will do tshuva, then v'nichamti oz beharega hahi ani misnachem al haro v'loy avia, I will have a change of heart, I'll reconsider, and I will not bring the punishment. Ish Yehuda, so therefore go tell this to Klal Yisrael, Anshe Yehuda, V'al Yoshvei, V'al El Yoshvei, Yoitzer, Boirei Aleichem Ra'ah, I have created upon you evil, the Choshev Lipara Ba Mimikem, No Hora'ah, Now I have no, it means immediately. I have plans to immediately bring upon you Ra.
Well, what did you read?
In the Mitzudos. No, I have two more words here. Maybe there's a mistake.
What?
I have a mistake. Look, I have two more words. I have words No Hora A Nimo Kem. Okay, must be a mistake. Lochain, therefore, Shubuata, Kol Ish Midar, Kol, everyone should do tshuva. And how have you responded to my request? The Omru Noyosh. You responded by saying, it's too late, we've given up. Yeyosh. Yodati Shayamu on Shayamu Anu Misyashim Nidarki Hamokon, we have given up hope from the ways of Hashem. Elanelich Achar Machshavei Seinu, will do whatever we want. The ish, nasikol ish kefi masha amra lo libe hara. Every man does whatever their heart tells them to do. That's really the next pasuk. That hara misave Allah and does whatever they want. Hashem always complained that you should not give up so quickly. Let's see here Rashi. Rashi yichonosik ches meiro asoi asher dibarti alav meavero shebiyodoi. From the sins, if the nation does tshuva from the sins that they have done, I will reverse the gezeira. I will reverse when ichanti al harasha chashati la'asoy tzlo me'avero shebiyadoi asher b'shviloi dibarti olav l'nsoish l'nsoitz b'las. Hashem says I will have charata from punishing them for the sins that they have committed. V'nichanti v'chashavti machshava chares, I will have another machshava. Period. What about Klal Yisrael? The Amru Noyash, the Yadati, Shem Yomru Lucha al Divarecha, Shein Choshem Lohem. When you tell them to do tshuva, they're going to say, Noash, we've given up hope, it's too late for us. Let's see the Radak. Radak Pasaches, Meir Osa Yashad Dibarti Alav, Beferish Meir Osa Yashad Dibarti Alav, Ba'avuram Lohar Alo, Achar Kachama Verega Adabe Vagoyim. Okay, so what it means is that Mitzvah said, I'm going to have heard the tshuva, I'll have heard from the plans I had to punish them. Live nice for Lintoya. And then there are times when Hashem says, I'm going to send the bracha to a city that it should be built and should be planted. Perusho. V'chein asisi. Shabinisim unetatim. I have built them. I have planted them. V'achar kach also harav v'nichamti. V'chutzrachnu l'perush hazeh. Now, the Radak here is saying that I've given you a novel interpretation. What I have just read to you is, I've given them, I've promised them bracha. After I promised them bracha, I was true to my word. I gave them the bracha. After I gave them the bracha, now I have charata because they have sinned. Why does the Radak say that I gave them the bracha? It does not say that explicitly in the pasuk. The pasuk can also be interpreted to mean that I did not yet give them the bracha. I planned to give them the bracha, but because they did averos, I prevented the bracha from coming. The reason why he says that's not a good interpretation is because the tzrachim v'hirushel teacher tzrach lahafresh bein shtei hamidos elu. Because there's a general rule that you have to differentiate between a gezeira and a bracha. Ki hara'a loy tochol im yaseh teshuva. We have a rule that even if there's a gezeira, if you do tshuva, the gezeira can be reversed. Avol, here is the key, you saw the key topic, the main theme of these psukim, Avol HaToiva. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises bracha, tochol al kolpanim, the bracha has to come no matter what. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back bracha. Kevon she ya'ado hakel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has designated there to be bracha. So what then does this possibly mean when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change his mind and the bracha will come to an end? It means it's not going to last. Just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised bracha and indeed the bracha came, it will only be short-lived. The bracha will then come to an end. I'm going to lay later on. How do I know that I'm right? Because if you look at the pasuk very carefully, it says Kibro Omar Choshafti Uvitoiva Omar Omarti. When we describe over these two different ideas, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises is going to make success, is going to be raw, Hashem says V'nichanti al harasher choshafti, which means the raw never happened, it never came down to the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says V'nichanti,
it means I only
considered bringing raw. The raw never actually happened. But when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he reconsidered the good, it does not say, V'nichamti al ha-toiva asher choshavti. There was a change of vocabulary. V'nichamti al ha-toiva asher omarti, which according to the Radak means the good did come to the world. Because Hashem cannot retract on a promise of bracha. So what then is the nichanti? I'm only going to allow the bracha to remain for a short period of time. And then the bracha will cease. This is the yesoid of the Radak. It's a very important yesoid, because as we said, many other commentators, which I don't have here in front of me, they tackle the same question and they give different answers. As we quoted there from the Rambam of the Barbanel, Ramayevsky's favorite, he has a whole different interpretation. He does not make this differentiation between the Chanti and the Amarti. According to the Barbanel, it's not going to happen. Hashem planned there should be bracha. There's not going to be even one day of bracha. You know why there's not going to be one day of bracha? Because that rule the Gemara gives, that a gezera l'toiva is not going to be reversed. It's only when you come in to authenticate that you are a Navi Emes. But Yirmiyahu has a track record. He's already in the major leagues. He already has a lifetime position. He doesn't need to be authenticated. He's just telling them what's going to happen. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the right to change his mind if the Klal Yisrael is not going to be with the program. Lehetiv oiso, pasag yutu de gutu yu, kamo lehetiv lo vuchein esmi, higati milin, kamo limi. That means to whom I promise to do good. Pasuk Gedalof v'al Yoshvei k'mo v'el Yoshvei v'chein v'tisval al Hashem k'mo el Hashem. Yoytzu alechem ra. Hashem says I'm mechadesh ra. You are sinners, and therefore I'm going to create. Create over here means to be mechadesh, to renew. V'yomar b'zeh haloshem l'fisha zochah v'parash Yoytzer. Why did Yirmiyahu select such a very bizarre expression, Yoytzer? Because we're following in the tale of, in the wake of the previous psukim where we described the Yoytzer, the chayim b'yana Yoytzer. Klecheres, shu mechadesh hakelim v'klecheres, the potter who is mechadesh lecheres v'yoytzer klizeh v'achach v'yachakach kliacher, chodesh lo yidmi l'rishon, kei nachadesh lachem ro'a achara. If you don't behave yourself, just like I'm going to recreate different types of evil. How did you respond? You respond by saying it's too little, too late. Noyosh. Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, when you give them this message, I know what they're going to say. They're going to say, leave us alone. It's too late. We give up. Hashem, we've given up hope. Our heart has given up hope from following after Hashem. Okay, so this concludes the section. We're up to Pasuk Gedim with a new topic in Mishnah tomorrow.